This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Farmers are discovering crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois is a good fit for their farming operation. Albert Thompson of Perry County, Illinois, explains why he chose Farm Credit.
I took crop insurance out through Farm Credit Services, and they explained the programs well to me. Had no problem getting served well on claims and kept the wheels spinning in some rough, difficult times.
There's peace of mind in knowing your revenue is secure during volatile years.
I hear the statement from people that can't afford crop insurance. I can't afford not to have it. Because when we go into planting a crop in the spring, I know the minimum amount of revenue I'm going to have at the end of the year. That's something I never had without it.
Crop insurance provides farmers the flexibility needed to meet the demands of today's farming operations.
I can't imagine farming without crop insurance. As much capital is involved today, I'd have to reevaluate everything I did.
Call us at 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, March wheat trading at 751 3/4, down 4.5. May wheat trading at 759, down 3.5. March corn trading at 706.5, down 2.5. May corn trading at 706 1/4, down 2.5. March soybeans trading at 1430 1/4, down 21 3/4. May beans trading at 14.14 3/4, down 22. The overnight crude oil market, 29 cents lower at 95.43. The Brent crude, 68 cents lower at 118.22. The April gold contract, $6.30 lower at $1,660.60. The U.S. dollar index, 0.075 higher at 80.321. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, March wheat ended the week at 756 1/4. That was up 1/4. May wheat ended at 762 1/2, down 1/2. July wheat ended at 762 3/4, down 3/4. March corn on Friday ended at 709, down 1 3/4. May corn ended at 708 3/4, down 3 1/4. July corn ended at 699, down 2 3/4. March soybeans on Friday ended at 1452 1/2, down 34 1/4. May beans ended at 1436 3/4, down 36 1/2. July beans ended at 1425 1/2, down 36 3/4. March soybean meal on Friday ended at 422.40, down 152. May meal ended at 420.30, down $1.50. July meal ended at 414.50, down $1.50. March soybean oil Friday ended at 51.43, down 42. May oil ended at 51.85, down 42. July oil ended at 52.14, down 43. March oats on Friday ended at 385 3/4, up 4 1/4. May oats ended at 376 1/4, up 4 1/2. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. And the Illinois country grain prices did end mostly lower on Friday afternoon, with soybean values sharply lower at the close. The sharply lower soybean futures weighed on both corn and wheat values. Higher-than-expected world soybean stocks and Brazilian production estimates helped to weaken soybean prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 696 to 709, while soybeans dropped 34 to 38 cents at 1435 to 1452. In central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 cents lower at 7.11 to 7.27, and soybeans dropped 31 to 35 cents at 14.56 to 14.67. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 cents lower at 7.04 to 7.34. Soybeans down 30 to 34 cents at 14.61 to 14.79. And the wheat bids mostly steady on Friday at 7.51 to 7.71. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids fell 34 cents down to 14.78 to 14.92. Basis ended steady, ranging from 26 to 40 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $15.20 a ton on Friday to range from $4.32.40 to $4.41.40. And the Illinois corn processor cash corn bids fell 2 cents down to $7.19 to $7.42, with basis steady, range from $10 to $33 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 2 cents lower at $7.16 to $7.25. Basis ended steady to 2 cents stronger, range from 7 to 16 over the March. Soybeans down 34 to 35 cents, range from 14.74 to 14.83, with basis steady to 1 cent lower at 22 to 31 over the March. New crop wheat prices for July 13 delivery dropped 1 to 3 cents, range from 7.40 to 7.53, with basis steady to 2 cents lower, range from 23 to 10 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 1 cent lower at 7.19 to 7.20. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 34 cents, with quotations at 14.84 to 14.95. Soft red winter wheat ended steady at 7.95 to 7.96, and the Milo ended 2 cents lower at 7.08 to 7.09. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those areas range from 7.23 to 7.37. New crop soybeans at 12.34 to 12.59. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from 5.24 up to 5.43. New crop soybean bids at 12.41 to 12.59. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 5.30 up to 5.53. New crop bean bids 12.43 to 12.68. And the new crop wheat in southern Illinois range from 7.27 up to 7.40. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade. February hogs on Friday ended the week at 86.45, down 52. April hogs ended at 86.12, down 40. May hogs ended at 93.50, up a nickel. February cattle on Friday ended at 126.45, down $1.10. April cattle ended at 130.12, down $1.40. June cattle ended at 125.70, down $1.32. March feeder cattle Friday ended at $145, down $2.20. April feeders 148.20, down $2.37. May feeders ended at 150.52, down $2.32. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 40 cents lower, and calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 82 to 86.05 with a weighted average carcass price of 85.56. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly steady with moderate demand to light to moderate offering. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds were 38 to 41, 4 to 5 weights at 40 to 45, the 5 to 550 weights at 43 to 47, and 550 and up at 45 to 50. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts and country buying points traded steady to a dollar higher, ranging from 58 to 62. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 8,333 head. And from the Walnut Livestock Sale, reported from February 7th, receipts of 254 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers and Holstein steers traded steady. Starting with the slaughter steers, they were bringing 125.50 to 129. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 110 to 115.50. And choice slaughter heifers at 124.75 to 128. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 124 to 127 and on a dress basis from 197 to 205. Heifers on a cash basis traded from 124 to 127 and on a dress basis at 197 to 202. From the National Car Lot Pork Report, trading was slow with light to moderate demand, and they traded 38 loads today. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 82.23, which was 54 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were at 182.12, which was $1.34 lower, and select carcasses at 179.62, which was 151 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Friday, slaughter cattle was estimated at 108,000, compared to 122,000 last week and 100,000 a year ago. Slaughter hogs were estimated at 401,000, which compared to 417,000 last week and 399,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from last week: for butter, 155.5 unchanged; for block cheese, 165 up a quarter; for barrel cheese, 156 up a half; and the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Friday, 1724. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, 714; for March, 725. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, 706, and for March, 717. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, 1463, and for March, 1455. Wheat delivered to Scottville, 761. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hawk Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, 714, corn at Scottville, 706, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1463, wheat at Scottville, 761. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. It is 621. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I am Greg Urie from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs, to fuel, propane, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Macoupin, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, windy, high temperatures in the low 40s. We will have west winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 40s. The extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, mostly clear, low temperatures falling to the upper teens, high temperatures falling to the low 30s. Over the weekend, WSMI weather watcher Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, a half inch of rain, 1 inch recorded by the Lang family of Coffeen, 6/10 of an inch recorded by Rich Henry of Staunton. Right now, west winds at 10 miles per hour, the barometric pressure is rising, our temperature 37 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. First of all, in our farm news this morning, the latest world agricultural supply and demand estimates were released late Friday morning. The U.S. feed grain ending stocks for 2012-2013 are projected higher this month, as lower expected exports outweigh an increase in projected domestic use. Corn exports are projected at 50 million bushel lower, based on the sluggish pace of sales and shipments to date and prospects for more competition from Brazil. Corn use for ethanol production is unchanged, but corn use for sweeteners and starches is raised 20 million bushel. Projected corn ending stocks are raised 30 million bushel. The projected range for the season average farm price for corn is lowered 20 cents at the midpoint and narrowed to $6.75 to $7.65 per bushel. U.S. soybean ending stocks for 2012-13 are projected at 125 million bushel, down 10 million from last month due to increased crush. Soybean crush has raised 10 million bushel to 1.615 billion. Strong U.S. soybean meal exports during the first half of the marketing year are partly offsetting declining shipments from Argentina, where the crush has slowed due to limited soybean supplies. Domestic meal use is raised in line with projected grains in meat production. Soybean oil production is raised on higher soybean crush and a higher soybean oil extraction rate. Soybean oil exports are projected at 2.3 billion pounds, up 150 million from last month as sales continue stronger than expected. Oil stocks are projected at 1.665 billion pounds, up 125 million. The U.S. season average soybean price range for 2012-2013 is projected at $13.55 to $15.05 per bushel, up 5 cents on both ends of the range. U.S. wheat ending stocks for 2012-2013 are projected 25 million bushel lower this month, with higher expected feed and residual disappearance. Feed and residual use is projected 25 million bushel higher, as weaker cash prices relative to corn support opportunities for increased wheat use in livestock and poultry rations. Projected all wheat exports are unchanged. The projected season average farm price for wheat is narrowed a nickel on both ends of the range to $7.70 to $8.10 per bushel. Here's an update of the area livestock markets from the past week. First of all, we'll join Jerry Milberg of the Department of Agriculture for a report from the United Producers Market in Shelbyville.
Receipts for the auction on Tuesday totaled 529 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded a dollar lower, slaughter Holstein steers steady, slaughter cows and bulls were steady, and the feeder cattle lightly tested. Choice slaughter steers range from 125 up to 130. Select and choice steers range from 115 up to 124. Choice slaughter Holstein steers at 115 up to 120, with some select and choice Holstein steers trading at 107.75 to 114. Choice slaughter heifers range from 125 to 130, and the select and choice heifers range from 120 up to 124. Slaughter cows premium type average dressing range from 90 to 95. Breaking cows average dressing range from 84 to 89. Boning cows average dressing at 80 to 85. High dressing at 86 to 90. And low dressing boning cows at 74 to 79.50. Lean cows average dressing range from 69.50 to 73.5. High dressing lean cows at 75 to 77. And low dressing lean cows at $58 to $65. Slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds average dressing range from 91 to 97.50, with a low dressing slaughter bull at $70. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, five weights range from 120 to 130. Feeder heifers, medium large twos, four weight heifers range from 120 up to 125.
Now we'll have an update from the Greenville Livestock Auction.
Receipts for the auction on Wednesday totaled 660 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 cents lower, with the slaughter Holstein steers trading steady. Slaughter cows also traded steady, with slaughter bulls a dollar higher, and feeder cattle mostly $3 to $6 lower. Choice slaughter steers range from 124 to 130, select and choice steers at 116.50 up to 124. Choice slaughter Holstein steers at 112 to 115.50, select and choice Holsteins at 102 to 111, and some select Holstein steers at 95.50 up to $100.50. Choice slaughter heifers range from 124 to 128, with some select and choice heifers range from 120 to 123.50. Slaughter cows, boning type, average dressing range from 75 to 80. Lean cows, average dressing at 67 to 71. High dressing, 72 to 75. And low dressing lean cows range from $55 to $65. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds at average dressing at 83. Low dressing at 82. Slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds, average dressing range from 90 to 98.50, with some low dressing slaughter bulls at $75 to $83. Feeder steers, medium large ones. Four weight feeder steers range from 155 to 162. Five weight steers at 145 to 164. And some six weight steers at 131 to 140. Feeder Holstein steers, large threes, five weights at 80 to 89. Seven weight feeder steers at $79 to $83. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights range from 146 to 155, with some five-weight heifers range from 131 to 142, and some feeder bulls, medium and large ones, the seven weights, range from 116 up to 124. That completes our recap of the Greenville Livestock Auction. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show was veterinarian Dr. John O'Keefe of the Heartline Equine Health Center of Springfield. We talked about the care of horses, and he said that a lot of what they do is aimed at horse owners.
Yes, a lot of what we do is educational. When we make a farm visit, we're going to try to talk to them a little bit about, we look over and do a health evaluation of the horse, make sure that they're on a good deworming program. There's routine tests, Coggins test, if you're showing your horse needs that once a year. That's a good time to set up the vaccination program, decide what vaccines. There's other vaccines we can add into the core that I mentioned earlier. And depending on where you're going, how much you're showing, there's flu and rhino can be added in, occasionally strangles. But then also look for problems. See the way the farm is set up. Look for things we see that cause difficulty at other farms, or where we've seen a lot of injuries. If we can warn somebody before it happens, maybe fix that up, take care of that, we can help prevent problems there too. So yeah, we do a lot of talking to the owners to make sure they understand standard care and some of the ideas that will help prevent problems.
And that was veterinarian Dr. John O'Keefe of the Heartland Equine Health Center of Springfield. The crop rotation budgets put together at the University of Illinois point to a big year for corn planting. Todd Gleason has more on the reason why.
The reason farmers in the state of Illinois will plant more corn acres this season in other states too, thanks to University of Illinois farm management specialist Gary Schnittke, is pretty simple. It pays better than planting soybeans.
We looked at corn versus soybeans for 2013, and in particular we divided that down into corn after soybeans, corn after corn, continuous corn, and then soybeans in various combinations with following corn. And not surprisingly, we found that corn, even continuous corn with yield drags, is more profitable than soybeans. So if you're looking at just a single year, corn is going to be more profitable than soybeans. And for 2013, the difference between corn versus soybeans is wider than you would usually expect to see. Over the past 6 years, or since the early 2000s, we've seen corn average about $53 higher than soybeans. If you look at our budgets, we're closer to $100 now.
That's an extra $100 per acre earned just on the decision to plant corn rather than soybeans. Admittedly, it is a short-sighted, economics-driven look at the farm. As Schnittke says, the most profitable corn rotation for highly productive Illinois soils over time is corn, corn, soybeans. Given that reality, corn remains the winner for this year, thinks Gary Schnittke.
The big thing for 2013 is it still looks like corn is going to be more profitable than soybeans, and we're going to have relatively high prices for corn, given that we have a normal crop in 2013. If we have a normal crop, we can begin to think of corn in the high fours. So do you want to have a good year in 2013 and reap some of those higher corn prices, or wait a year and you'll be giving up something in 2014? That's pretty much the decision. Do you want more this year and then have lower returns in 2014?
Let me repeat that statement. Choosing to plant corn this year under normal growing conditions should result in higher net returns, but could very well come at the cost of lower returns in 2014 by forcing more soybean acres into that growing season. You may look at Schnittke's work online at the Farm Doc Daily website. Look for the headline, More Corn in 2013. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
And once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 752 and three quarter, down 3.5. May wheat trading at 759 and three quarter, down 2.75. March corn trading at 707 and a quarter, down 1.75. May corn trading at 706 and a half, down 2.25. March soybeans trading at 1435 and a half, down 17. And May beans now trading at 1418 and a half, down 18 and a quarter. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.